NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Kraus. You're listening to Long Player, and we're talking about my new album, Grip the Moon.
How would you describe the sound of this album?
I think, the basis of my stuff is, psychedelic rock. That's kind of, the core of it, but with a lot of electronic, sort of non-dance-oriented electronic music, synthesizer music. And also, there's elements from kind of, non-Western traditions and, pre-modern European stuff. So, yeah, it's a pretty heavy mixture sometimes, yeah.
What were your inspirations?
For this album, I think, the last 3 years I've started playing live and touring solo, which I didn't used to do, and I think that has been really important for the development of my work. Yeah, this album was started when I just came back from a short tour of Europe, and a lot of the stuff that I saw there really informed what I was doing, especially the synthesizer stuff. Yeah.
Seven Nights in a Rogue's Bed.
Yeah.
That's the first track.
Yep.
What can you tell me about that one?
So this one is pretty kind of deliberately minimal and really repetitive. I like to play with kind of people's attention span and people's kind of tolerance for repetition. And it's kind of inspired by the stuff that band The Soft Machine did, and maybe a little bit of things that Hawkwind did in the 70s, where it was kind of really super repetitive and kind of hypnotic. Why I feel like it's been my strongest song in the last couple of years playing live. I always finish my sets with it. I'm really proud of the melody. It's a really nice minor pentatonic melody. Some people have compared it to, there's that song by Simon and Garfunkel called El Condor Pasa, and some people have said that kind of reminds them of that, or maybe the Once Were Warriors theme song. But one of the things I like about this song is it's got a really super raw fuzz sound, like double tracked fuzz guitars, where normally you put, like if you're playing a fuzz box, put your guitar through that, then you'll plug it into an amp and the amp will kind of like soften it a bit and make it a bit more mellow sounding. But I like to record just recording the sound of the fuzz box directly, and it's just really sort of brutal electronic sound, which I really like. My friend Emma Smith, we used to go and have kind of late night jams at Audio Foundation, and she would play the drums and I'd play guitar. So like you can hear in there, there's like a drum track and a kind of guitar riff. And I made like a long loop of that. So it's about sort of 20 seconds or something. The recorder stuff that I do is really influenced by Japanese traditional music. The overdub guitar melody, I kind of lifted a bit from a British animated show called Chigley, and there's a really cool song in that called Time Flies By When I'm the Driver of a Train, which is just like a really beautiful melody, and it's really influenced what I've been doing. So A Cobweb, My Dear, this was, the band Hex had that title and they hadn't used it yet, and I kind of stole it from them. I think they made a cocktail with kombucha that was called a cobweb, so I think that's where that title comes from. So this is just like a live one-take improvisation that I did at MESS in Melbourne at the Melbourne Electronic Sound Studios. So just using the Buchla Music Easel, which is a beautiful 70s, just amazingly designed analog synthesizer that's kind of designed for with performance in mind. So it's really flexible and a lot of controls that you can really sort of play with. Seven is called Throw the Bat in the Fire, and the title is taken from a 70s kind of witch horror film called Blood Orgy of the She-Devils. The idea of horror and synthesizers, I mean, I think it was kind of a thing in the 80s more, but in the 70s not so much, and that film is really cool because it's got a lot of like this really raw kind of primitive synthesizer stuff that's supposed to be kind of signifying the occult, and that's, I really, really dig that a lot. We'll be right back. So Classy Lady, that's a reference to Sophisticated Lady, which is a Duke Ellington song. And I just think it's a funny phrase and something that my mum would say that I think is really cute. The basis of this was another one-take sort of improvisation that I did at Mess on the Buchla Music Easel. So that's kind of like the nice rounded kind of synth tone that's in there. People often say to me that my work would be suited to film soundtrack work, and I feel like this is an example of that, that maybe this could work in that context, because it's kind of harmonically and rhythmically really kind of flat, and it would sit nicely under a film scene, I think.
Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.